This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, Mara Digital Malls in three states have been closed down due to slow sales and lack of reception, among others. Some analysts are saying this is yet another proof that race-based malls and business concepts are becoming out of fashion.
Yeah, so the three malls which were closed down were in Kuantan Pahang and Johor Bahru. So the digital mall in Shah Alam was shut down last year for upgrading works at the Shah Alam Urban Transformation Centre, but then it was never reopened once the UTC was completed. So this leaves us with the only one in Kuala Lumpur that's still operating with 11 lots, and they reportedly get an annual sales of over 4.6 million ringgit, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're making profit. But a report by FMT says the Mara Digital Mall in Jalanta is basically quiet and dead, with only a few kiosks selling like laptops, mobile phones and reload cards. But the people seen in the mall turn out to be employees of other businesses in the building who were just like passing through to avoid using elevators at peak hours. Like we were passing through Centrepoint to the stalls behind. So indeed, it's a sign that, you know, like campaigns urging people to buy Muslim-made products or Malay-made products only have been sort of a failure.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting that the traders at the mall that were quoted in the report actually admit that there's truth to this, because a lot of them said that they've been struggling since day one to compete with the traders at Lau Yat.
Yeah, so the irony is that the Mara Digital Mall was called Lau Yat too, right? And the move behind setting up the mall was like sort of like a racially charged idea to begin with. If you remember, it was set up after the chaos in, you know, 2015 between Lau Yat traders and some Malay groups after this man who was caught, accused stealing a smartphone in the mall. So the previous government somewhat implied that traders in Lau Yat could be cheating, so we need to create a mall for Bumiputra business owners, and they urged more Bumiputra people to support them instead of Lau Yat, those in Lau Yat. So that appeared to be like a political move at that time. But now that we have a new government, and it shows that it is, because the traders there are saying they're having a lot of hard time. They didn't get any support, so they resorted to other strategies like selling their mobile phones and products online via social media. In fact, they are making more money selling their products online than at the malls. So many business owners are also saying there's unfair monopoly practice, because they can only get their products from a single supplier, which is WGN Scandinavian Berhad. So the traders say this makes it difficult for them to lower their prices and remain competitive.
You know what I find sad about this is that in many ways the traders are the real the people who have really lost out from this, because consumers have had the same choices all this while. Yeah, so it's not as if from a consumer point of view it's like, oh no. But from a trader point of view, I mean, if you see a new mall that's dedicated to serving you know, your business exactly, it's near where you live or whatever, of course you're going to go there. And it's not, I just feel bad that, you know, they might have just made the wrong business choice right from the very beginning, and now here we are. Because I mean, like, if you're trying to entice people who are just on their way to lunch, that's difficult.
That's very, very difficult. People are just using your lift.
And for now, moving on to Bursa, there was heavier sell down of MAHB counter today. What's happening?
Yeah, so this comes after the Ministry of Transport said it's looking at alternatives for future development of domestic airports. So the government, of course, wants to adopt the public-private partnership model for airport operations moving forward. So this means there could be new players, including foreign players, to partner with MAHB on operating the domestic airport. So in short, MAHB will have to share its pie. So yesterday, the counter fell 7.6%, which is the biggest fall since November last year, but today it recovered a bit to close 9 cents higher at 8 ringgit and 13 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.